Carbonly Conversation.
Quick question. Is this the podcast? Are we doing the podcast right now?
Well, everyone, we're back again for what we're calling our Carbonly Clips. We've serenaded a little bit earlier about Carvana, and today, in this next conversation, Shane and I want to dig deep into a new app to help reduce your food waste that Shane's been using and exploring.
The app that I came across, if any of you caught our New Year's Carbonly Resolutions episode, one of my resolutions for 2023 is to have less food waste. So with anything else in our daily lives, we are now seeking technology to kind of help us out, lend a helping hand with any goals that we have. And I came across this app named Olio, spelled O-L-I-O. It's based out of the UK. So what it does is it's basically a social network that connects neighbors with each other. Also some local businesses that have any surplus food that is still good enough to not be thrown away. Maybe it's nearing its expiration date and you just know that you won't be using it by the time it expires. Basically it's a social network where you can post whatever items you have at home that you no longer need and that are still edible, and people within your neighborhood, your community, that are also on the app can kind of seek out different things that they may be needing. And if you have it, they can come and pick that up from you, free of charge. And so through my research, there are other applications that do this similar things. Of course, if you wanted to on Facebook Marketplace, I'm sure you could post, you know, having food items. But what really spoke to me is Olio is a true, part of our goal with these Carbonly Clips is to promote or just bring awareness to true Carbonly companies. So Olio is a B Corp certified business. They also have a carbon negative company. I don't know if you could briefly explain what a carbon negative company is, Chad.
Sure. In the back of the envelope conversation of a carbon negative company is that of all the carbon a business demands to be in business, like their supply chains, their employees driving to work, the lights that they have on, the internet services they use, like you name it. If you tallied all of that up and measured the amount of carbon that's demanded because this business exists, and then you look for ways to reduce that, offset that, or actually create your business model where you're using less carbon than your otherwise, or just go below zero. Like that's what a carbon negative business is all about. It's just being responsible with the energy that you demand and making sure the energy you save or create or reuse, which are all three forms of, I guess you can't create energy, but in the sense of like produce more convertible energy.
Right.
Nerdy here. I'll stop. But in essence, that's the goal. It's like there's a carbon footprint for your business. And this company is stating that they actually give back carbon with what they're doing.
Yep. And, you know, so we all have probably heard different statistics on food waste, especially within the United States and worldwide. Their website lists some pretty valuable information that really kind of pushes the issue to you a little bit more and lets you know of why the importance and the necessity of using apps like this. And I would say maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was cleaning out my cupboards and I had, you know, maybe a box full of items that were either, you know, getting towards the expiration date. Some were expired, unfortunately. And in my neighborhood, we kind of sporadically spread out. There's a few what are called blessings boxes, which are just like these wooden sheds that are built. They're near the curb, like on some of the busier streets. And, you know, you can take some of your items there. I guess the downside to that is sometimes people will just put things in there that really should probably be thrown away. Like one day I went there to put something in there and it was just filled with these magazines that someone, you know, probably was emptying out their basement and just put all the magazines there. So the reason Oleo just seems more specific, to where it's like, if a family in need, you know, could use some more items, they definitely could just go on there. And another kind of reason, another, advantage to it from what I could think of is, you know, a lot of communities have food banks and food pantries, but I don't know if you've read the news lately, but there's a lot more people using food pantries nowadays than there were.
Yes.
So some of these waits at these food pantries are, you know, couple hours long just to wait to get your basket of food from these pantries. And, you know, people that have kids or that, you know, have to work, they just really don't have the time to wait in these lines. And, so this makes it a lot more convenient to where you can set up a pickup time with whomever you're agreeing to go and pick up the items from them. You know,
got it. Yep. What you said, Facebook Marketplace earlier, and that's what I had a vision in my head is like I'm familiar. I imagine some of our listeners are familiar with that. Maybe Yahoo Groups or GeoCities, if you really want to date this internet user, or Craigslist, right? All a marketplace to trade, transfer, buy, sell used and new goods, right? Yep. It sounds like what I'm hearing about Oleo and a little bit I was reading here earlier before we started the conversation is that they're taking that model and primarily focused in on food waste. Like that's the good that they want that marketplace to trade and transfer and distribute. Because as we've talked in many of our other episodes, like so many principles of economics fall into being carbon layer, being sustainable. And one of the major tenets of waste, whether it's energy waste, food waste here in this example, is that the food isn't where it necessarily needs to be. So there's a breakdown in the supply and demand, and too much of it's being consumed by too few, or it's all going and, you know, too much of it's getting distributed in the wrong place. So they're trying to redistribute, which sounds a little socialist, but not the intention of this, to make sure this food doesn't A, get wasted, but B, goes to those that want, need, and have, you know, a demand for this.
Yep. Yeah. And if you're, go ahead, John.
Well, I was just going to say, like, it's very admirable. And I'm trying to think of me as a user, like, or a donator, right? Mm-hmm. I don't produce enough food. So I imagine that my question to you, Shane, is that, is there a lot of businesses or restaurants or grocery stores from your research and understanding that's taking advantage of this distribution service that Oleo provides?
So I'm not sure of the statistics, but just reading through. So they have a program called the Waste Heroes Program, which is for, you know, any local caterers, hotels, restaurants, retailers, any other type of food business or provider, what you can do is you can sign up to this program with them. And then basically what'll happen is they'll come and actually pick up your surplus food that you no longer need so that it doesn't go to waste. All food types are accepted. And they will help, as you explained, they will help redistribute that food to areas that where it's needed before it goes bad and goes to waste and ends up in a landfill, you know, which is really on top of the monetary issue that we have, especially in the United States, with us just throwing away food. I believe they said the average household throws away around $2,200 worth of food every year. If you were to add that up through the year, or even, you know, food where you, when you go out to a restaurant and don't finish the dish, things like that. So that's a huge impact. You know, that can be 1/10 of someone's, you know, yearly salary, depending on how much you make, you know, for like a lower income or family.
I think definitely below the poverty level for one person, but if multiple are making that, it's still food and rent and transportation is like the three biggest parts of anyone's budget. Especially those at the poverty level, just above or below, or even working towards middle class. So this seems like a really great stream. Food stream is a funny way to call it.
Speaking of streams, one of the facts that they have listed on their website is 25% of the world's fresh water supply is used to grow food.
Yes.
Just take that into an account is just like, that's a lot of our fresh water supply. Especially when there's people out there that don't have access to fresh water.
Yes.
You know, so you're not only throwing out food, you're wasting the utilization, I guess, of this fresh water. At the same time, it's not just about wasting food and how much dollars you throw out.
The amount of water that goes into producing food is intense, is insane, is huge. Like, I don't have, like, we should do a couple episodes just on conservation of water and how different companies are bringing access to water, just so we could dig into the details of like how much water it takes to produce 4 hamburgers. Like, and I bring that up as an example because that's something I've actually done research on. You think about all the grain that needs to be grown, all the fertilizer and seed that needs to be grown to feed the cattle. And then all the water it takes to transport, which, you know, there's a little bit of water and all the parts in the vehicles. Right. And then you think about all the water that the cattle need to drink, use. And then now you got this cattle that you bring to the processing plant, the butcher, and then all the water it takes to clean it and cut it and all the things. And then the water it takes to get a processed burger to the store and then, you know, freeze it, hold it, and then to get it home and then to cook it, to drink, you know, while you're consuming it. Like, it's insane the amount of water, you know. And on the flip side, the volume of fresh water on this planet, even if it's not distributed where it all needs to be, like, I don't want to use the word astronomical because that means bigger than how much fresh water is on this planet, but it's a number which none of us can actually imagine, the hydrological cycle, like how much fresh water there is.
It's crazy.
And this gets me thinking. You asked earlier, Shane, about being like a carbon negative, right?
Yeah.
My gut says that this company, because of all the food waste that they're pulling out of or preventing from going into the waste stream that's being redistributed, they're counting the water, the energy, the methane that isn't being released because this food is rotting in a landfill, like you so aptly described earlier. That's how they're, a carbon negative company, because they are doing so good for the environment that they're saving or reducing the amount of carbon that would be released if this food was turned into waste.
Right. And some people are probably thinking, oh, it's just food. It'll decompose once it's in the landfill. But I think a lot of us, and I was in the same boat before, you know, we got into doing our research and things like that. But if food waste were a country in itself, It says that it would be the third largest emitter of greenhouse gases after China and the USA, of course. So that there just shows you the effect, like just because it's, yes, it'll break down quicker than plastic and things like that. But when it breaks down, it's emitting these gases that are not healthy for us.
Yeah, it's carbon and methane, which goes up into the ozone layers in the atmosphere and creates more of a block, which leads to changes in how we experience the weather and the weather experiences the planet. Totally, right? And yeah. We're doing that all the time anyways. There's that natural amount of it, but we're, as a human species civilized across this planet, we're emitting more than what historically has been done. And there's an impact to that. For those of you that are OCD or just hate waste or hate seeing mm-hmm. things go to waste, that's what that is symbolizing, is how much waste there is on the planet of food. And maybe March, we'll pick March or a month. And we should do a food month or a food waste month. I remember a class I was in years ago, and the professor was, I know why there's people starving in this world. And everyone's like, what? You know, it's like, no, I know what the problem is and I know what the solution is. It's like, we overproduce food, mm-hmm. so we don't value it. So we should produce less food. And then that way we'd have less of it and we'd value it and make sure it gets to all the places it needs to be. Like, yeah. Right or wrong. I think yeah. the mentality
sounds like oxymoron, so to speak, and kind of, but I could see that really being the.
But what do we do with things that we don't value?
Exactly.
We throw it away. We don't care about it. We don't think about it.
Yep. And, you know, for. You know, one of our goals, if you've been following our podcast, our goal is to really just help ourselves and everyone else reduce their carbon footprint through just simple changes in our lifestyles. And, 100%. You know, according to Project Drawdown, which is like a climate, they do a lot of research on just the climate issues that we have within the world. And so according to them, reducing food waste is the number one solution to helping the climate crisis. And it's something that we all, of course, eat food, you know, so it's like a great start for anyone out there that's listening, that's looking to be more carbonly, so to speak, and lower their carbon mm-hmm. footprint. Mm-hmm. Starting with your food consumption and reducing your food waste is a great place to start. And you can start that by using apps like Olio or just like we were speaking in a previous episode, freezing meals, you know, just not letting them sit around and go to waste, like being more
intentional with your food planning.
Yeah. Yep.
Love it.
So
I love it.
We hope that, you know, take a look at the app. All I did was I did a quick search of Olio in the United States, and it gave me a list alphabetically of cities that currently are involved with the app. So I'm fortunate enough that Columbus, Ohio is. So I'll definitely be signing up and starting to utilize it. But if you're interested, just take a quick Google search and see if your city's on that list. And if it is, you know, sign up. Let us know how it's working for you. And, you know, I think the more we spread awareness of apps like this, and like we said before, especially promoting companies that are carbon negative, it'll continue to help.
Yeah, they're positioning themselves to solve an important problem. And we'll do you guys all a favor. We'll make sure we'll put some links in the show notes. And yep. Maybe I'll even do some of that Googling Shane suggested and create a list of cities that Olio, O-L-I-O. I don't think we ever spelt it, but hopefully it sounded let's just go to our show notes. We'll make, what do I call it? Useful information. That's why I label it. Just find that phrase and boom, there you go.
You can also post more than just food. So you can post old clothing, old children's toys and things like that. We kind of centered it more around the food waste aspect, but it can even help eliminate you using a million other apps that you might be using to get rid of old things. So, but we appreciate everyone's everyone listening, everyone's support, and till next time, stay carbonly.
Next time, indeed, stay carbonly. I love it.